Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in the studio today is Mr. Rich Blanco. And Mr. Rich is with Saddle Tree Homes. He is the new home specialist there. And he is particularly placed at a place called Sanctuary Point, which, if you know the northern part of El Paso County, is situated in those gorgeous rolling hills and beautiful pine forests right around Fox Run Regional Park. Could not be a more beautiful setting for homes that Saddle Tree is building there. So, Rich, welcome to the Business Connection Studios. So glad to have you here. I've shared with my audience many times that I'm an old building and remodeling contractor, so I've had my hands on a lot of different homes, a lot of different sizes, a lot of different price ranges. You're working in a range that allows for a lot of amenities, a lot of space, a lot of beauty inside and outside of the home. You've got a great team, obviously, building those homes for you. You need special people, craftspeople. We're going to talk about all of that as we go along through this few minutes together. But I want to learn a little bit about you first. You and I, it turns out, come from the East Coast. We were separated by an island in Long Island Sound. So me in Connecticut, you on Long Island, you said, and you found your way out west, and what happened from there?
Yeah, well, good morning. It's great to be here. So my roots are in New York on Long Island, and it's interesting because one of my first jobs growing up was actually in the construction field. So I found myself working with some friends, and one of them, their father was a contractor. So I did everything from sweeping houses to moving drywall to digging out basements that were not fully completed when the buyer was buying the home. They wanted to make a change. So things like that that were part of my foundation in construction. Made my way out of Long Island to central Pennsylvania and then here in 1997 and was involved with the nonprofit world for many years. Mm. But I always had just an interest in real estate and construction. And just back in 2016, made the shift from the nonprofit world to Saddle Tree Homes. And it's interesting because Saddle Tree Homes is a known company and a respected company here in the Southern Colorado, Colorado Springs area, and was always just impressed with their values and with the leadership that they had with Mr. Lee Bolin and his partner Kelly Barkas. So those two gentlemen just run a great company, and was just privileged to have the opportunity to join their team just a couple years ago.
You look and feel as though you are at home where you are right now, doing the things that sounds like to me you were born to do.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's, you know, the privilege that we have at Saddle Tree, especially in my role, is making connections with people and really helping them to accomplish their goals when it comes to a new home. So it really is it's a process. It is, what I do is sales, but really it's just providing information and helping people accomplish the goals that they have and the vision that they have for their home. So it's very relational. There's a relationship that's built over the course of a year, typically, from the time we connect with someone till we hand them the keys to their house. So it's I love that side of the business, is really the connection and the relationship that's built over that year time.
And Lee Bolin, who has voiced his messaging for many years, is the voice you hear when you say Saddle Tree Homes is the place you close your eyes and dream about. Right. That's sort of the culture that permeates everything that everybody at Saddle Tree lives and eats and breathes and imparts to your clients. So if somebody walks into your office and they have that dream, you're able to interpret that and make it real. And I quite imagine that you are sorting through tens and tens and tens of thousands of different of options for finishes and feel and flavor and look and from the exterior to the interior, every single detail matters. So let's talk about the experience from the first time a prospective homeowner contacts you.
Absolutely.
And the first nail or first shovel of dirt is turned over and the warranty documents are turned over.
Absolutely. Well, it really is a very unique process. We talk about in the home building business, what other, when you compare the building and construction of a home to any other thing that we purchase, what other product is actually manufactured before our eyes? It really is a fascinating process. So typically people come in contact with Saddletree either through our website. They may hear one of those radio commercials that you just referenced with Mr. Boland, or they walk into one of our four model homes. And so we make contact with them, and the process starts immediately where they hopefully get a feel that Saddletree is different because the attention that we have to detail, it truly is a custom process. So mm-hmm. we consider ourselves a semi-custom home builder because we do both semi-custom and full custom homes. So once someone comes in, makes contact with us, they start to feel the difference of what it means to work with Saddletree. And the person that makes connection, often that's me or my colleagues, we stick with that person the whole process. We never turn you over to the someone else to kind of take it from there. We are working with that buyer throughout the entire full year process. And the selections that you referenced, Ted, of making selections for the exterior, the interior, it goes even deeper than that. We allow modifications to the floor plans of our homes. So we build model homes because most people they prefer to see it rather than see it on a piece of paper. The three-dimension creates a much different feel than just a two-dimensional sheet of paper. So we build our model homes. People see it, they feel it, and then they can make any adjustments or modifications to the floor plan that they saw in the model, or if they have an idea for a custom home, they bring that to us as well. We have our own in-house drafting department, so those modifications are easy for us to do in-house. We don't have to send it out. And then the process just continues with our design center. That's really the only time that the buyer is handed off to Jenny B., who's our in-house designer. She's mm-hmm. a very talented lady who does all of the work you see in our model homes is done by Jenny. So each one of our buyers spends at least 5 appointments with Jenny through the design process. And then the construction is beginning, and the buyer is on site in the house with us through different processes, different steps in the process, like the electrical and the what we call the low volt or smart house technology. Mm-hmm. All of those things are made. And then finally, once the construction is complete, about a week before closing, we reveal the house. We call it our orientation walk. And that's when the buyers meet our warranty manager, and mm-hmm. he explains all the features of the house and how the different systems in the house work. And we do that walk prior. Like I said, it's called the orientation walk. Then closing is completed. The house is theirs. And at 30 days, we do another walk to just say, are there any adjustments that need to be made to the home? A cabinet door isn't closing right. A door isn't latching. We make any of those adjustments. And then again, at the 11-month time frame, we do another walk to say, is there anything that's come up in that first year of their home ownership that we need to address? And we work with them through that. And there's a couple of different warranty time frames. Our structure for the home is mm-hmm. warranted for 7 years. The full house door-to-door is warranted for 1 full year. And then there's some other features, windows, faucets, that have different time frames associated with the warranty. So everything I just mentioned is all done in-house from the initial step. Every one of our staff who work in our model homes are full-time Saddletree staff. Our warranty is an in-house warranty. Our design is in-house. So all of that is done with Saddletree staff. So we control the whole process. We're walking with the buyers through that entire process.
That is consistency. It's ease of contact. It's limiting the number of people that you're needing to deal with. And, of course, with Rich in your world, this is a place you want to be. If you love the trees, if you love the rolling hills, if you love the wildlife and the scenery, the fit, the finish, the composition, the color palette, it's all there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of that comes from that reputation that you've built up over so many years and the longevity that you have mm-hmm. in the community. Saddletree is a deeply appreciated and trusted name. So when it is time to enter into that process, it's Rich and everybody over at Saddletree that I think you probably want to pay a visit to first. I have lived that country life, and I just love it out there. Rich Blanco, who is the new home specialist for Saddle Tree Homes. Get a visual at saddletreehomes.com. That's saddletreehomes.com. Remember Rich Blanco's name. And head up I-25 out of Colorado Springs. Turn to the east on Highway 105. You're about, Baptist Road. Thank you. Thank you, Rich. Baptist Road. Go about 3 miles to the east, and you will see the development there. I think it's worth a tour. Rich, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure, Ted, and thanks to all the listeners.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7, right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And, of course, catch us on demand anytime at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.